Almighty God, we beseech thee graciously to behold this thy family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was contented to be betrayed and given up into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who now liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid it, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Took Jesus and scourged him,
And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them,
Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.
Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns, and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them,
Behold the man.
When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Saith unto them,
Take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.
The Jews answered him, sat down in the judgment seat, in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews,
Behold your king.
But they cried out,
"Away with him, away with him, crucify him."
Pilate saith unto them,
"Shall I crucify your king?"
The chief priests answered it,
"We have not him but Caesar."
Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate,
"What I have written, I have written."
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves,
"Let us not rend his coat as was with
that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, "They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots." These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, "Saith he to the disciple, disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers, and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that he might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. My God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? Words cried out in Aramaic on the cross. Not translated by the gospel writers, when they put it all down in Greek, but left in its agonizing original, cried out in lonely agony, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God on the cross, man on the cross, Christ on the cross. Above us, only sky. The darkness of the cross, as Jesus called out for the Father who would not take this cup from him and who left him dying alone. His mother, John, the few women who dared come near, out of touch, barely in range of his voice. His Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Alone. This is a scene more familiar this year than for many, many years past. Lungs filling up, dying alone. The story of hundreds, of thousands, of millions around the world in this long year of death. Death is something we have not wanted to talk about. It is a far greater faux pas in any social gathering than politics, religion, or sex. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to see it. And it has been everywhere since we last met in this place for Good Friday. 2 years ago, the death of that man alone on that cross has been an image so many can see themselves in, or their mothers, or their friends, or so many others whom we love, or have loved and lost this COVID tide. My God, my God. Why hast thou forsaken me? And yet on that cross, in that desolation, we see the hint of something more. More about him, more about us. Above his head are the words, "The King of the Jews," written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, so all Jerusalem could read them, just as all Jerusalem feared back 33 years ago, when Herod the Great was told that there was one who had been born King of the Jews. And when the man runs forward and offers him wine mixed with myrrh, the woman standing by will have remembered that visit so long ago by those men who had set Jerusalem alight with fear and had brought gifts from the east fit for that king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And here, as the sword pierced her own heart also, was her son being offered once more myrrh. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. Jerusalem had got its man. The rulers of that ancient city need not fear the power of the man they had butchered and hung up like a carcass. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. And there for us, hearing the tale 2,000 years on, is the clue that this is more than the story of a man who thought he could be king, more than the story of a preacher whom the rulers thought might think he was a king. They think they've got their man. They think they've got their king. But we know, because we already know the end of the story, how pale that little title is, King of the Jews. As if he wanted Herod's throne, or Pilate's, or the high chief's altar. King, yes. King and God and sacrifice. And there, on that cross, we see not a failed rebel die, or a king in waiting, or even dear old Mary's son, or even an icon of our Father dying alone of COVID, but something infinitesimally bigger. and yet ironically, that infinitesimally bigger reality drags the infinite to earth, heaven to earth, the eternal to the grave. All the agonies of the world are up there in their way. All the cancers and the slaughters and the rapes and the suicides and the agonizingly lonely deaths. All the sins of the world are in the downward blows of the hammer and the mocking and the smiting and the piercing of that side. For John Lennon was right in a tiny little way. Above us only sky. Well, yes, if that's the only place you're looking in those times of agony and despair, when you too have cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the God you seek and the God I seek is on the cross. Christ is dying before our eyes. King and God and sacrifice. And what he is doing there is more powerful than anything any king has ever done or ever could do. God has become man, a man called Jesus, born of Mary, living in Nazareth, dying in Jerusalem alone. The story is common enough, at least from the birth. But whom it is happening to is unique, unprecedented, revolutionary. Because the death that man suffered took him where it has taken every single other human being ever born, to the grave. But then he came back. And there in that death and resurrection comes our resurrection after our death. That changes everything. He has changed who and what we are. Human beings, no longer worthy of dust and our inevitable return to dust, but made of love and promised a return to love, to life, to eternal life. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. This is what we see when we gaze on that cross today, my friends. Love so amazing, so divine, but also sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. And we have a choice of how to respond to it, how to love that God who became man and died on that cross, and how to love our fellow men and women whom he transformed on that cross and in that tomb into something divine, into something worthy of love, into something worthy of life. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Behold the wound of the cross on which hung the Saviour of the world.
Come, let us
Behold the wound of the cross, on which hung the Saviour of the world.
Come, let us
behold the wound of the cross, on which hung the Saviour of the world.
Come, let us.
Thank you.
God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Therefore, we pray to our Heavenly Father for people everywhere according to their needs.
Let us pray for the Church of God throughout the world, for unity in faith, in witness and in service, for bishops and other ministers, and those whom they serve, for Sarah, our bishop, and the people of this diocese, for all Christians in this place, for those to be baptized, for those who are mocked and persecuted for their faith, that God will confirm his church in faith, increase it in love, and preserve it in peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer, which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth, to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
For the nations of the world and their leaders, for Elizabeth our Queen and the parliaments of this land, for those who administer the law and all who serve in public office, for all who strive for justice and reconciliation, for all those who work in our sister foundation, St. Bartholomew's Hospital, that by God's help the world may live in peace and freedom, health and prosperity. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
Most gracious God and Father, in whose will is our peace, turn our hearts and the hearts of all to yourself, that by the power of your Spirit, the peace which is founded on justice may be established throughout the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for God's ancient people, the Jews, the first to hear his word, for greater understanding between Christian and Jew, for the removal of our blindness and bitterness of heart, that God will grant us grace to be faithful to his covenant and to grow in the love of his name. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord God of Abraham, bless the children of your covenant, both Jew and Christian. Take from us all blindness and bitterness of heart, and hasten the coming of your kingdom, when the Gentiles shall be gathered in, all Israel shall be saved, and we shall dwell together in mutual love and peace, under the one God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray for those who do not believe the gospel of Christ, for those who have not heard the message of salvation, for all who have lost faith, for the contemptuous and scornful, for those who are enemies of Christ and persecute those who follow him, for all who deny the faith of Christ crucified, that God will open their hearts to the truth and lead them to faith and obedience. Lord, hear us.
Merciful God, creator of all the people of the earth, have compassion on all who do not know you, and by the preaching of your gospel with grace and power, gather them into the one fold of the one shepherd, Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for all those who suffer, for those who are deprived and oppressed, for all who are sick, for those in darkness, in doubt and in despair, in loneliness and in fear, for prisoners, captives and refugees, for the victims of false accusations and violence, for all at the point of death, and for those who watch beside them, that God in his mercy will sustain them with the knowledge of his love. Lord, hear us.
Graciously hear us. Almighty and everlasting God, the comfort of the sad, the strength of those who suffer. Hear the prayers of your children who cry out of any trouble. And to every grant mercy, relief, and refreshment. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And ourselves and all God's children to his unfailing love, and pray for the grace of a holy life, that with all who have died in the peace of Christ, we may come to the fullness of eternal life and the joy of the resurrection. Lord, hear us.
O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, and by the tranquil operation of your perpetual providence, carry out the work of our salvation, and let the whole world feel and see that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are returning to perfection through him from whom they took their origin, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour hath taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you. Eat in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, set thy passion, cross, and death between thy judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of our death. Grant mercy and grace to the living, rest to the departed, to thy church, peace and concord, and to us sinners, forgiveness and everlasting life and glory. For with the Father and the Holy Ghost, thou art alive and dost reign, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen.